Lifestyle Matters, it's more than money. I'm Faisal Karmali, and joining in, filling in for Dave Popowich, thank God he's gone and you're here. Rob, welcome to the show, my buddy.
Thanks.
You know, I'm looking forward to our first More Than Money session together. This is our first one together.
This is our first one.
So you've done one with Dave. You've got your handle in now. Now we get to have some fun. So you've taken care of Mr. Serious, Mr. Boring. Now let's have some fun on this show.
Absolutely. Let's
do
it.
We're going to have some fun on this show. We're going to talk about a few topics. Number one, what's the financial outlook for Canadians in 2022? There was an interesting survey coming out by PolicyMe. They're talking about, you know, how Albertans look at things. Mm-hmm. We're a bit of a special province.
We are.
So let's find out why we're special. What's the financial outlook for 2022? We're also seeing that, you know, that fitness or health is a big concern as people age. And there are businesses out there that are now focusing on this new wave. And so it's going to be really cool to see what kind of businesses are out there when it comes to the healthcare and the fitness level of the 50-plus crowd. What can you do out there? I think it's going to be interesting.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Yeah. You know, there's also a topic that we're going to have is, you know, people like to have a bit of play money when they invest. They have their serious money, then they have play money. And how much money should you put in your play money? How should it work out? Like, what should you buy? Where do you get your information
from?
What is play money, right? So, you know, it's not just all serious savings. People like to explore and have some fun with their money when it comes to investing or trading. So we're going to talk about that today, too. It's going to be awesome.
Perfect.
Now, the markets this week were very volatile. Very volatile. Number one issue, I would say, Rob, would be geopolitical, Russia, Ukraine on the forefront.
Absolutely.
It was very interesting from my perspective when you look at the headline news and how the market reacted. We found that the troops are now closer to Ukraine. Markets fall. Oh, no, the troops are backing up from Ukraine. Markets go up. Biden comes out and says, whoa, we could have attack any day now. Markets fall. Like, how does a value of a company or a market change so quickly by just a rumor or something that's being said in the news by a president that really people don't have confidence in already?
Well, you saw it this week, right? The geopolitical side of it had a huge factor and is usually the market usually overreacts.
Yeah.
More short-term to the geopolitical events. Whether it's posturing before the market closes for a few days or not, it's been happening.
And then if you look at the energy prices, as the conflict became closer and closer to be a reality, the price of oil going up and up as they start to tend off. And it was interesting, especially Thursday, Friday, there was a bit of a divergence between the price of oil, the conflict, and what's happening in the market. So oil would drop because they think there's less of a tension, but the market would fall too. We got closer to Friday on that. That was very interesting. So,
plus demand news coming out, right?
Yeah. So you're getting a whole bunch of different mixture of information. I think when you look at markets like this, what are some of the conversations you're having with clients, with listeners of the show about the volatility? What are they feeling?
The feeling is, how long does this go on for, right? Mm. Are we at a wait and see pattern? What are we doing? Does this continue on through? Or should we go to 100% cash, right?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say there's a full sense of panic, right? But it's a sense of what actions can we take right now for volatility, for inflation, all of these items.
We're going to be talking to a guest later on from PolicyMe who talks about the stress that Albertans are having. And in their report, I'm kind of teasing this as well, is there is a higher stress level for Albertans. Mm-hmm. And the definition of stress is not knowing what's going to happen in the future. So when you're talking about when clients or listeners of the show come out and say, hey, I'm worried, they're really stressed because they don't know what's going to happen. And trying to predict the future, and you can't really figure out the outcome yet, causes a concern. You and I were having a conversation in your office, I think it was on Friday, where clients were talking to you about, you know, the markets are not going up, they're not going down, they're just not going anywhere. There's no direction. You and I had this chat.
We did.
And I said, no direction, still a direction.
Sideways.
Sideways. right? If there's no direction, it's going sideways, so it's still moving. There's still momentum, it's just in a sideways pattern.
Right.
So it's interesting that people are looking for a result of either up or down, but sideways sounds like a like you're in purgatory or something. No?
Yeah. Well, I think the other, you know, I think everyone's at a standstill with the pandemic on not fully being reopened yet. So there's more unknowns than just looking at the market on a daily basis. That we're all this wait and see, and I think people are tired of the wait and see.
Do you think with the opening of the economy in this province will change the outlook of the future of people when they're able to do more, when they're able to get out more, when they're able to not worry about certain restrictions they had in the past? Do you think their outlook of the future will be different?
Yeah, I do. I do. The sense of normal life will come back into it, that this isn't the new normal. Let's get back to our regular lives, being able to do things, right? Including working out and going to the gym and, you know, doing
a restaurant.
Restaurants.
Without right. worrying about a QR code. Surprise, surprise. Hey, the mandate of staying at home versus going to the office, that's changing. Like these little changes that are happening, that, you know, if you get back to somewhat of your old life, like remember our office, at our office, we've got what, 15% capacity right now. We're not even anywhere close to 50% and within a few months, we might be at 100% capacity.
It's gonna change.
That's a different dynamic. It's gonna feel like it used to. Mm-hmm. And will we forget about the quote unquote pandemic restrictions and just get back to normal? And will we feel different or better about it? That's gonna be very interesting to see. And that will translate to how people look at their portfolios, their future, their vision of their retirement. If things look interesting, and it's come across with a few clients that, oh, these markets are volatile and we're not able to go anywhere. It's all these restrictions. So retirement's hell.
Right.
You know, it's not a retirement, we'll get through this. I can't wait till this is over so we can start focusing on these 10 things that I want to do in my retirement. They're focused on this one spot that they're in. And that kind of translates to how they look at their money, their finances, and so forth. So I'm interested to see how Albertans will react once the restrictions start to open up a bit more.
I'm excited.
Are you?
I am, yeah.
You get to do more than just ski.
That's it. With no masks.
One thing I'm not looking forward to, with more and more of an opening, that means Popovich will be in the office more, so that's going to be kind of scary as well. But it's going to be a very big change. But that's part of retirement. That's part of things to expect in the future. That one thing that's constant throughout retirement is change.
Yep.
That's the one thing we can depend on. So when you're building your retirement and you're looking at the portfolio, you're looking at investments, you're looking at the market, you need some sort of structure. You need some sort of discipline. And so what sort of strategy needs to come across? We need to explain them the how-to. We need to show the people how you can bulletproof your retirement. And there's really one solution that we've done for a very long time that we want to share with the public at our upcoming seminar we're having this month. So why don't you tell our viewers and listeners about our upcoming seminar?
You bet, Faisal. Join us Tuesday, February 22nd at 7 p.m. This will be live online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Some of the biggest stresses that people are having in this province are now at the forefront. We've got some more data, surveys, information about what's causing stress. What's the biggest stresses of an Albertan? Why are we so different versus the rest of the country? You definitely want to come back for this one. You're listening to 770 CHQR and More Than Money.